December 7th, 1941. It was a day of travel for this standout college football player, but as the events of Pearl Harbor unfolded, he knew his life and the speech he was about to deliver would change greatly. Story of sports, a world war, and service to one's country is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
It was December of 1941, and University of Minnesota football standout Bruce Smith had been announced as the winner of that year's Heisman Trophy. But as Smith left his hometown of Faribault, Minnesota, en route to New York City to receive the Heisman, his thoughts and his acceptance speech began to change. Smith was aboard a train, traveling to accept the award at a ceremony on December 9th. A parade in his honor was canceled due to the global events.
I have to imagine learning about the attack really changed things. You listen to that speech, it's very much a patriotic American kind of speech. And football really only weaves into it a little bit.
Dave Nichols at the Rice County Historical Society says that Smith, in his speech, thanked his teammates who made his accomplishment possible. He then turned to the conflict at hand that would send millions of men like himself into battle. But Smith shared that the game of football would perhaps play a large role in the outcome of the Second World War.
I think America will owe a great debt to the game of football when we finish this thing off. It keeps millions of American youngsters like myself hard and able to take it and come back for more, both from the physical standpoint and that of morale. It teaches team play and cooperation and eggs us on to go out and fight hard for the honor of our school, and likewise, the same spirit can be depended on when we have to fight like blazes to defend our country.
After graduation in 1942, Smith joined the Navy, serving until war's end, then a brief NFL career, mostly with the Green Bay Packers. Smith passed from cancer in 1967. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame in 1972, and his number, 54, was retired by the University of Minnesota in 1977, the first time the team retired the number of any player. Traveling the countryside in Faribault, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.